CLIL 9, Exercise 2, page 127.
Food miles. In British supermarkets, you can buy lamb from New Zealand. That's over 18,000 kilometers away. But that's not the only journey it makes. Before it leaves New Zealand, the lamb travels from the farm to the airport. And once it arrives in the UK, it travels from the airport to the supermarket, and then to someone's house. That's a lot of food miles. What are food miles? They are how far your food travels to get to your plate on a plane, boat, train, or lorry, or in a car. We use food miles to work out how much CO2 the journey of each food produces. The journey of 1 ton of lamb from New Zealand, for example, produces 688 kilograms of CO2. The more food miles something has, the worse it is for the planet. So, if food miles are so bad, why do we bring food from other countries? 1. We want food that doesn't grow at that time of year in our country. For example, some Canadians want strawberries in December. 2. It is often cheaper than food from our own country. This sounds strange, because the food has to travel a long way, but because it's cheap to grow in other countries, the price is often lower. 3. It doesn't grow in our country at all. It's great to try different food, but does someone in Scotland really need to eat a mango from Brazil? There are lots of ways you can reduce the food miles of your dinner. Try growing fruit and vegetables in your garden, or shopping at farmers' markets. The closer to home your food grows, the better it is for planet Earth.